On the morning show today, we put the spotlights on a program recently hosted by Riverdale Community Education Foundation. They were giving out their awards, their endowments for the teachers and programs in the Riverdale District that had asked and reached out for some possible special funding. And it's always an honor to be there to see what they're going to use them for and the areas. And they're always kind of thinking outside the box. So we'll talk about those, some of the special awards coming up. These announcements recorded live at the ceremony on May 29th. Helen Marr Adams, who is vice president of the Riverdale Community Education Foundation, gave the opening remarks.
On behalf of the Riverdale Community Education Foundation, I would like to thank you for being here today at our awards ceremony. This is our 16th year of giving out distributions to the teachers and staff. This year, we will give back $10,722 to 19 different award winners in the regular category. We will be giving out $2,900 to two winners of the Stanek Havlik Award category, which is in its seventh year. We also have a new category that was added last year. It's called the RCEF Enhancement Award. This award is about giving students opportunities that they might never get to experience. That amount is $3,235. So our total giving this year is $16,907, which makes our grand total since existence of giving out $167,387. Our organization is truly grateful to everyone who has donated to us this past year. We had many donations from individuals and organizations that appreciate what we are doing for the teachers and students at Riverdale. We were able to run all three of our major fundraisers. Our golf fundraiser went very well. We maxed out on teams that could golf in that event. The Winter Carnival was great this year, and there were many a happy child. We also held our bowling fundraiser in March. It was another terrific event that was one of our best ever. So thank you. If you were a participant or a person that just came and bought raffle tickets or bid on silent auction items or dropped off a donation, it all makes a difference. In addition, we ran four food stands during the winter sports season. With all the fundraisers, we generated about $14,000 towards the $16,907 that we're giving out this year. You can see that your support makes a difference. We turn right around and donate it back to the students and teachers at Riverdale from 4K through 12th grade. Greg is very proud of this group and the people who serve as officers or directors in the organization, and for the many hours that are put in to make this organization as successful as it is. Members are Greg Kinney, the president, myself, vice president, Ken Dalkamp, treasurer, Shelley Mee, secretary, directors, Terry Yansky, Lisa Farness, Charlie Johnson, Jan Nanke, Bobby Ann Goplin, and Julie Bollinger-Jones. We'd like to thank Jeff Campbell and his staff for all their help they give us throughout the year. Our goal and passion is to help as many students as possible in the Riverdale School District to get the best possible education.
Following Helen's comments, 19 different awards were handed out. Among them, B.J. Hinkle, the project Climbing to New Heights for 4th through 12th grade Phi Ed Department students. B.J. is looking to replace the rope climbing ladder for the high ropes course at Riverdale Schools, increasing safety of the course used by many. Following the ceremony, I caught up with B.J. and asked him about what this award of money means.
So we're using it, the PE department's using it to kind of upgrade one of our rope ladder climb ladders that we have for our high ropes course. It's had a few years of being weathered and stuff, so it's just we want to keep everything safe out there for the kids when they're climbing. So this is just a perfect opportunity. It's a great example of how the foundation is giving back to the school community to make sure kids have what they need to continue the programs that we have. So we're really appreciative of it. So
safety is a key on those kind of things. I don't know if you get if you get checked every once in a while to make sure they're up to code and things like that.
Yeah, we do. Actually, every year we have a recertification, and this year it'll be in June. We'll have training. All the staff gets retrained and stuff, just recertified and everything with it. And they check over all the all the different climbing stuff that we have because it's got to meet certain standards. So yeah, that's just a good way to make sure that's up to code and everything's good to go for the next year.
Yeah, I know the Community Foundation does a lot for the school. It was amazing to see all the money that went out. And as I always say, it'd be fun to be a mouse in the classroom with some of these projects that are going to be taking place next year.
Yeah, just listening to some of them that the elementary kids are doing and stuff too, it's kind of neat to see all the extra stuff that they are able to get into that, you know, I never had a chance when I was younger, so it's nice that they have that opportunity now to experience some of those other things. So.
Wonderful. Thanks for talking with us, BJ.
Yep, thanks.
You bet. BJ Hinkle joining us here from WRCO.
One of this year's award winners of the Riverdale Community Education Foundation Enhancement Awards was Larry Swigum's sixth grade field trip and math day. Larry explained about going to the Brewer game and using that as an excellent opportunity for education.
So wonderful opportunities that the Brewers organization offers to school districts once a year. They call it Math Day, and essentially what they do is they celebrate math at the ballpark throughout the day. They give a free hot dog and water to all of the kids that sign up and use these tickets that are usually really nice front row outfield seats. And they also tie it. They send us a packet that's 9-10 pages long, and we do fun math problems that involve area. One of the problems, for example, they talk about the infield tarp and trying to figure out if it's big enough to cover up the giant jumbotron out in center field. The kids really enjoyed that. I do some other stuff, like, for example, on average, a bratwurst costs $8.99 there. They sell a certain amount. I think it ended up being about $23,000 worth of bratwursts every single home game. So there's lots and lots of, like, fun math problems that you tie into it. And part of my job here is I teach sixth grade math to start the day, and the sixth graders absolutely enjoy it. One thing I'll say that I was surprised about is, this year, for example, we took, I think, 32 students. Only 4 of them have been there before, you know, and that's not a huge number. So giving these kids an opportunity to go into Milwaukee and see a ballpark for the first time, celebrate math. The Brewers played awesome this year, 7-1. We got to see Harrison throw, which was really fun for me. It was a great experience for everyone that was involved. So
is that tarp big enough to cover up the jumbotron?
It's not even close.
Really?
It's not even close. In fact, because they were talking about how Luke Combs had a concert there and they had to cover the jumbotron using like his own materials and stuff like that. That's how they kind of preface it. No, it would take 3 or 4 of the tarps to cover that jumbotron. That it's that big. It's pretty impressive.
Baseball and math go together. I'm sure you impressed upon them that way in terms of stats and everything too, right?
Yeah, on top of that. So this is second year in a row I've been fortunate enough to receive this. The first year we tried to take the packets with us and then track throughout the game the at-bats and walk. I have to explain like a walk is not an at-bat or sacrifices and all that kind of stuff. So what we did actually is the day we got back, we pulled up the game log on MLB.com and we went through inning by inning of the Brewers at-bats. And we just did the Brewers this year because they again, won 7-1 and they were on base quite a bit. So we figured out batting averages. We figured out on-base percentages. We talked about all that kind of stuff. And we actually, a fun conversation, you know, I'm working a lot with the pitchers here at Riverdale right now. So we talked about what earned run average was. And we the starting pitcher for San Diego didn't last very long. He got knocked out in the second inning of that date. And so we said, hey, that was kind of a really rough outing for him. So they learned about what earned runs were.
Indeed. Well, I know that the Community Education Foundation benefits Riverdale in a great way, and it's nice to be able to utilize these. I'm guessing you're thankful that there is such an organization.
It is. Just an amazing organization. I can't say enough positive things about Greg Kinney and all of the other members. We see them here, you know, coaching here in the school district as well. They're at games. They're selling different things. They're putting on different events. The indoor carnival theme thing that they do here is there's hundreds and hundreds of kids, kids from not even in this community, come down for it to celebrate. It's just such a wonderful organization. And being an educator here and seeing past educators and their dedication and love for Riverdale is really inspiring for us.
Sounds good. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir.
You bet. That's Larry Swigum here from Riverdale on WRCO.
Along with a sixth grade field trip and math day, another enhancement award went to Matt Wermick and Nick Van Epps for a high school ski trip, taking 48 students to Tyrell Basin from Riverdale Schools earlier this year. Following the awards ceremony on the 29th, I caught up with Nick Van Epps.
Yeah, the ski trip this year was a wonderful opportunity. The Riverdale Education Foundation was nice enough to give us this enormous grant, and myself and Mr. Wermick, were able to bring close to 50 students on a ski trip during the school day. Almost every single one of those students, it was their first time skiing or snowboarding, and so it was just this really neat opportunity for students to try something new that's probably out of the price range of the average family, and it's just a great opportunity for kids to try something new, something outdoors, something that a lot of people do find to be really enjoyable, but that requires a lot of work and you really have to overcome a lot of adversity. So it's just neat to have students to have that opportunity and check out a new thing.
Introduce it to them for life, because that's one of those things you can use for your whole life, right?
Absolutely. That's one of the ideas of the trip, is to really, you know, broaden the experiences of our students, something that we might not do in our daily life. I know a lot of us aren't out there thinking like, hey, what should we do tonight? Let's go skiing. That's much more of like a big family event if we're doing it at all. So yeah, really need to get students out there. Some of our students had such a positive experience that weekend they're back out there on their own, trying to set up future trips. It was pretty cool.
And you had another award as well. Tell us about the calculators that you're purchasing.
Yeah, we're, again, very fortunate that the foundation is supplying us with some funds to buy some more NumWorks calculators for our classroom. These calculators are basically required. If we're taking AP calculus, AP pre-calculus, even AP statistics, or classes through Oshkosh that Riverdale offers, you got to have a high-tech calculator so that you can show that you've learned all this information. Well, the internet is powerful and we can use all that stuff during class, but when it comes to these high-stakes tests, they have some requirements and some limitations, and these calculators provide us that opportunity to really show that our students have learned a ton, that we're exceptional, and just what a great opportunity for our kids to have these available to us.
I remember some of the first calculators, Texas Instruments put them out, pretty archaic when we think about them now, right?
Yeah, what's crazy about some of those, though, is Texas Instruments, they're still, at least at the moment, they're dominating the field. And those calculators are almost the same ones that we've been buying since 1980, or at least the ones that we can afford. So these new NumWorks calculators, they do a lot of the same things, but better, easier to use, more manageable, easier to learn in the first place, and they're even a little bit cheaper, and they're rechargeable. There's all these positive things about them, and they're intuitive for students. So not only can we show we've learned a lot, but as we're going through it, we're learning more. We're learning more. We're learning faster. We have a deeper understanding. Just all around really great for our students.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's summer. Happy summertime, by the way. But it kind of recharges things as you look toward the 26-27 school year, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We're always looking to get back after it and learn a bunch. And, you know, school's a good time. Just a good opportunity to be good. Get together, investigate new things, and discover cool things around us.
Thanks for talking with us, Nick.
Hey, thank you so much, Phil.
Riverdale educator Nick Van Epps, our guest, following the program at Riverdale, put on by the Riverdale Education Foundation, and certainly some very, very worthy causes, enhancing the lives of the students at Riverdale Schools. The Stanek Havlik Awards were presented. Teachers in their programs can receive up to $1,500 for their ideas, including Sherry Wilkinson, whose topic, Inviting Spaces for Young Readers in the Elementary Library, was given an award. Sherry's looking to buy multiple different kinds of seating options that will create a welcoming and engaging environment for students of all ages to enjoy a comfortable area in the library. It will help students want to go there to read. And Callie Cove from Riverdale Ag Department, number one in the state of Wisconsin in 2025, received an award for an ultrasound machine. I asked Callie about that purchase and what it means to the Riverdale Ag program.
This year I received the Stanek Havlik Award, and I am going to purchase an ultrasound machine for my animal lab. Okay. Well, I think pregnancy check-in is the number one thing that we thought of, obviously, but also we were just kind of thinking general anatomy and also potentially some carcass traits, like, you know, if you go to a county fair and it's a show where they do carcass, they oftentimes will ultrasound to see like back fat, size of loin eye or ribeye, stuff like that. And I think we could do a little bit of that and just kind of incorporate it and see. I think the first test is going to be to do it on, you know, a slice of steak and see how it works and see what it looks like. You know, like, okay, this white section is going to be fat. This is all muscle then. So that way we don't have to, you know, physically. We're never going to see the inside otherwise, you know, other than what we see in pictures and diagrams. So I think the first step is to kind of for everyone to learn. And we have a lot of great people around here that I would be excited to get in contact with and have in, come in and explain things to us. You know, one of them being our local veterinarian.
You've been the recipient of a few of these. You've utilized the monies raised quite well, I think, over the years.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I've gotten an award for the last, I think, 5 years, and we've gotten picnic tables for our learning center. We've gotten a chicken coop. We've gotten, I got tables for my classroom last year, some stainless steel ones that I love, and I'm missing something else big.
You had a painting booth.
Oh, yeah, that's it, paint booth, and then this one. Yeah, so I've gotten something every year, and every year it's something that's like, I was kind of dreaming about getting it, and I was fortunate enough that they provided the funds to make it happen. It was nothing that was ever going to fit in my regular budget, but it was something that I always like, oh, you know, I've had my eye on this for a while, and I think it would really enhance what we're doing or excite or engage kids. And that tends to be what I put in for, is something that I think is, you know, not part of the regular budget, but something that, like I said, will be something that really enhances it. And I think that this is just another example of, like, what a great opportunity for that they are providing these kids across the board, and it's something I can use in multiple classes. Like I said, maybe it's something we end up using in food science and see how that works out first and then work our way around. But I really think I had a vet science class when I applied, and that was on my mind, I guess.
Recapping the year, was it a good year for Riverdale Ag?
Absolutely, always. Very successful year. A lot of great graduating kids. Another good group to replace them. We had six officers that retired when they graduated this year, and we replaced them. We actually had 12 applicants, which is great. And we did interviews and applications, scoring, and all that stuff. And when it comes down to it, I mean, kids really want those positions, and they work really hard, and it's really cool to interview them and talk to, you know, be one-on-one with students about what they're actually learning in the classroom and through FFA. And it's a great way for me to wrap up my year. That and banquets, a nice feeling. Yeah, a lot of successes, a lot of some stuff yet to come. We have some stuff yet in June. We'll have state tractor safety driving contest. We'll have state FFA convention where we'll find out a few things that will be announced there. And we have some other stuff going on this summer, but ultimately it's always hard to see the year end, but summer will, you know, we'll have things to do in the summer, and another year brings more promise of more chances and opportunities, and I think students are here for it. They're excited.
How are the crops looking?
Oh, it's all right. We had a little crusting maybe out of the school farm, but we're working on that with our working closely with some agronomists, and I think it's a little bit of a problem this year for everyone. So I guess it's not getting us down. We just gotta, and as it is every year, nothing is ever the same. Everything, the soil conditions, the moisture, it's all going to be different every year, and that's part of farming. We just keep learning and keep moving forward and keep working with the experts on things that we need to.
Yeah, it's all about learning, and that's a life lesson. There are some roller coaster rides in agriculture, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And the kids know, I go through that personally at home too. There is, you know, like I said, if you want to farm and you want to do things the same way every day, you're just not going to be able to do that. It's a constantly learning and evolving industry, and we definitely see that every year, whether we're prepared for it or not.
I know that being recognized by the state, that was certainly a highlight last year. Did some people reach out to you and congratulate you, maybe some other schools and things like that when that recognition came down the line?
Oh, yeah, of course. They still, you know, and it still gets brought up quite a bit at school events like this. It was announced as, you know, the Riverdale Ag Department, number one ag department in the state of Wisconsin, it says on my certificate, which is pretty cool. Yes, it was a 2025 award, but we got it so late in the year, it kind of feels like it's acceptable to keep celebrating for a little bit. But, you know, we just said, you know, I'm sure it'll wear off eventually, but it still gives me a little tingle to hear it.
Congratulations. Have a good summer.
Thank you. You too.
You bet.
Callie Coe representing the Riverdale Ag Department after receiving the Stanek Havlik Awards. Following the program at Riverdale on the final day of the school year for students and teachers, I spoke with Administrator Jeff Campbell.
It's a huge celebration of just, it's kind of like a stepping stone to see what the people are going to be looking forward to next year, you know, and the things they're going to incorporate into their classroom, but just a celebration of, you know, how generous our community is and how generous the Education Foundation is. And, you know, doing this at the end of the year just brings, you know, you just really feel grateful to be around these people within this district. And it's a nice way to end the year.
You know, you hear some of the projects and some of the visions that these teachers have. It's pretty amazing. As I always said, it'd be nice to sit in on some of these projects.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. And you see a lot of it on our social media. A lot of it's posted out there. And we have a creative thinking group here at Riverdale. And it's just they you know, education has evolved so much. And it is so much more hands-on learning and experiences. And you have to give those kids those opportunities. And that's what this is. This is something, you know, above and beyond. The classroom budget is more for the supplies and the basic things you're going to get by, and it's not very much. You know, each classroom teacher only gets a certain set budget, and that really hasn't moved in the last probably 10, 15 years. So it's not much. So this foundation has done a great job just building on that and allowing those hands-on experiences, those knowledge-building skills that they need to be successful in the real world, and just the diverse from grade to grade, the different things that they do, and the things that kids, you know, when they graduate, they come back and they remember those things. When you talk to them, or they come back as, you know, subs in our building, or end up being teachers in our building, they'll talk about those experiences that they had, and a lot of that is backed by our foundation.
Indeed. Certainly great staff that you have here. We've talked about it on the air before as well, but a lot of them with some longevity, too. That kind of speaks well, doesn't it?
It sure does, and I think a lot of times you're not starting over. You're not starting over every year with a new team. It's a team that's experienced. They know the routines. They're willing to take a little more risk and try new things because they're comfortable in their setting, and they kind of know the ropes, you know, and know the teammates they're teaching next to, and they bounce ideas off each other, and they just really grow with each other. We have such strong teams down here in the elementary, and then our junior high and high school also. Our departments sometimes are one to two people, so it's like you have to even cross over to the other departments to really gain that knowledge, but you do, because then you can really incorporate a lot of their subject areas into your teaching. So it's a neat situation that we have here, and the longevity of our staff is, it just says a lot about the people feel comfortable working here, and the kids and the families that support those teachers.
Certainly a lot of fundraisers that the foundation puts on, and the next one I believe is the golf outing. Do you golf in that, by the way?
It usually falls on that time. We got a week there in vacation that we usually take, so I have golfed in the past, but I usually have to miss it because that's the one week we usually take our vacation. It's the dead week for football and all stuff that kids are in, so it's like, oh, that's the one week, but I know it sells out quickly, so they are never short on golfers or anything, but I don't really contribute much to the golf side of things, but it's always nice to, the day is always great, and they always have a huge turnout, becoming very popular, and a lot of times I don't think Greg even has to advertise that he's already full pretty much by the time he says the date.
Right, exactly, and then the concessions during the year, and the carnival that they do, so it all adds up, doesn't it?
It does, and I think the thing that I think they talked about on this, they spent over $16,000, and they raised $14,000 this year, you know, through donations and their fundraisers. That just shows you, you want to make, and that's been their mission all the time, you want to get the money back. You know, the people know when they come to these things that money's going back to the kids, and that makes it even even more rewarding, and then people are willing to give to that. They want to give to our future, which is, this community's amazing with that. I talked about that with a couple teachers today, just some things. I mean, we have a ton of people that give donations so that kids don't, you know, don't go hungry in our school. So we're able to help families out with lunch accounts and that. And it's just those kind of things. We're never short on that stuff to helping kids. So we really appreciate the support they give. And this foundation just has taken it kind of to another level. And it's wonderful, wonderful to see.
Thanks for talking with us and congratulations on a great school year.
Yeah, thanks, Phil. Appreciate it.
Riverdale District Administrator Jeff Campbell. Other award winners of the Riverdale Community Education Foundation ceremony, Nick Van Epps again for the NumWorks calculators for the high school math students, Jackie Dahlberg for magnetic graphs for use on whiteboards, Stephanie Worthington for teacher-student art supply closet, Jen Mao for Riverdale roller skating benefit for wellness in the fourth and fifth grades in Pither, Lynn Terrell for book fairy visits, Dawn Jewell for high school and junior high science, Lenore Wilkie for art connections and sculpture materials. Also receiving an award, Candy Lee for sixth grade clay masks projects for the upcoming school year, Valerie Keegan for Ag in the Classroom, working with Callie Coe, and also the chance to have the school farm to learn about farm-to-table and butterfly garden aspects. Abby Goodman, reading trivia, Katie Campbell, one-stop maker shop for kindergarten. Kyle Gunlock for Scholastic News for third grade teachers. Brittany Penfield for math, writing, and literacy manipulatives. Jessica Hudson with the third grade materials for third grade students needed and supplied by the foundation. Riley Williams for project-based learning for second grade. Anya Drone, 25 years plus with 4K, benefiting the classroom inventory. Jordan Connor, charting way to success for fourth graders. And Chelsea Clark for the Special Education Department as well. The Riverdale Community Education Foundation thanks all involved. They thank all that supported them at the concession stands or at the golf outings. In fact, the golf outing is coming up again later this summer, or the winter bowling event or the winter carnival as well. That's it for this portion of the morning show on WRCO.